You know what? Speaking of Vera, I know that you are going to be participating in some kind of food poisoning exercise with her later this week.
Well, I don't know if you listened to her most recent show, but she said she had gotten a recipe from her mother, who had gotten it from a Jewish magazine. So I think we're eating kosher food.
Oh, good.
On Friday night.
Good.
You know, because it is the rapture dinner. And I think she just wants she wants to hedge her bets,
right,
you know, in case,
exactly,
you know, the Jews really are the chosen mm-hmm. ones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present your main dish, gefilte fish.
So, but we are going to be welcoming our Lord and Savior back to dinner.
Big Fatty is your Lord and Savior?
Yes, as he would say.
Ugh, I don't have that sound clip.
I can't believe you have all those other sound clips. You don't have that one.
Well, because you were angry with me about the sound clips last time, so I just thought perhaps a change in sound clips would die on. I don't know. Perhaps that would just... whatever.
Bazinga.
All right. So tell me about before you tell me about the rapture dinner, tell me, is Big Fatty going to come and spend any time with the Stoppersons? And like, is he going to come see the new play?
No, he's not coming all the way down to San Diego. He's only going to LA and Anaheim. I think that's far south.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
So we are going to be welcoming our Lord and Savior.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 879 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 14th of June, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, we're gonna finish telling you about the weekend, and y'all, Miss West has changed her name. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, here in the U.S. of A, it is Flag Day. Big Fatty, thank goodness you put the L in there. Well, y'all, Fag Day was Sunday with the Tony Awards. But Flag Day is today, and y'all, I didn't know a whole lot about the old Flag Day, so I thought I'd go over here to the wiki. Go over there to the wiki and goggle it, as the former Miss West would say. And y'all, we'll get to that in just a minute. But y'all, in the United States, Flag Day is celebrated June the 14th. It commemorates the adoption of the flag of the United States, which happened that day by resolution of the Second Continental Congress in 1777. In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation that officially established June 14th as Flag Day. And in August 1949, National Flag Day was established by an act of Congress. Y'all, Flag Day is not an official federal holiday, though on June the 14th, 1937, Pennsylvania, Slovenia became the first and only U.S. state to celebrate Flag Day as a state holiday. One of the longest-running Flag Day parades is held annually in Quincy, Massachusetts, which began in 1952. Y'all, that parade's still going. It started in 1952, and it's still going. The 59th annual Appleton, Wisconsin, you know, y'all, that's up near where my grandson is, Flag Day Parade, featured the U.S. Navy. Y'all, who knew that the entire U.S. Navy was in Appleton, Wisconsin in 2009? Dear Gussie Big Fatty, that's lovely! This just into the BFO Identity Desk. Miss West has changed her name to either Old Press or Miss Stone. Yes! see, y'all, I couldn't believe it when I was listening to the Live It Up show. But y'all, Miss West doesn't want to be called Miss West anymore. He wants to either be called, and y'all, there's evidently a contest going on. And you can call over there to the Live It Up podcast. I don't have their number, but I'm sure it's readily available. But y'all call up over there and just give your vote for either Old Pris or Miss Stone. And y'all, I think that those are fine names. And y'all, they're both quite apropos. Quite apropos. That would be the title of today's little show, but I have no fucking idea how to spell it. Poor Big Fatty. But anyway, so y'all call the, you know what? I do have the Live It Up number right here. Let me just, y'all go, I tell you what, y'all go get your pencils and write it down. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that was poke and roasted potatoes. Y'all, the listener line over at the Live It Up is 206-350-1628. That's 206-350-1628. And if you'd rather send an e-letter, you can send it to liveituppodcast@gmail.com. And y'all, go on over there and give them a call and say you need to vote for Old Pris or Miss Stone. And y'all, while you're over there, let me just tell you something. I think that Daniel Bieber, y'all, I think that he'd like to hear from you. Also, y'all, he put out something on the Twitter the other day. Said that I think most people wouldn't want me to come to the Pride 48 in Las Vegas. I said I disagree. And y'all, I think you need to go over there and show some support if you're so inclined. And y'all, we need the Bieber. Yes, Big Freddy, for the haircut, if nothing else. Anyway, let me finish telling you about the weekend. I went by to see Miss Kitty on Saturday, and because, y'all, she's growing the tomatoes. Now, I know there are many of you thinking, but Big Freddy, you don't like the tomatoes. And, y'all, it's true, I don't. But, y'all, I love some fresh salsa. Now, I know it doesn't make any damn sense. I don't want you to try to make sense of it, okay? Just don't worry about it. But Big Fatty likes the fresh salsa, but he does not like the tomatoes. And but y'all, I'll eat salsa until the cows come home. Speaking of that, I believe Vi Charles is on her way back to Ventura, to the new hacienda that she's going to be in. But anyway, y'all. So I got the tomatoes because Larry Clyde said that he'd make me some homemade salsa. And, y'all, so then I had to go to the stove. And you know what that means? Yeah, can you hear that? Can you hear that, y'all? I had to go to the stove and buy the other ingredients. And, y'all, I bought what did I get? I got, he said he needed a red onion and two Vidalia onions and three soft lemons and a bunch of cilantro. And y'all, you gotta have the Dorito cone chips. And y'all, while I was in there, y'all, there was a magnet, y'all. There was just a huge magnet. And y'all, it was just pulling me. It was pulling me to the freezer case. And, y'all, I went over and, y'all, my nose was up against the glass and I looked down and, y'all, what do my wondering eyes should appear but a gigantic box of TGI Fridays Buffalo Wings Crispy. And, y'all, I had just looked for those the other day and they did not have the Crispy. But, y'all, they were there and, y'all, they jumped into my cart. They just jumped right into my shopping cart. And y'all, they're not cheap either. How much were those crispy wings? $9.49. But y'all, that was for the large box. That'll last Big Fatty a month and a half. Anyway, y'all, I spent $32.22. I got a few other items as well. And y'all, I saved $3.59. So y'all, this was one of those trips where it was just impulse buying. There was nothing on sale per se that Big Fatty needed. But y'all, you know, nonetheless, it was to get some good old. And I know you're saying, well, Big Fatty, you can buy that cheap salsa they make in New York City. For cheaper than that, but y'all, it's just not the same. And y'all, Miss Kitty was so generous with her tomatoes and her favorite dancing girl, Olive. I believe he was not home. She was not home at the time, and so that's why Big Fatty got a big old bag full. Y'all, I forgot to tell you about my gentleman caller. Y'all, I mentioned that he had hurt his knee, and y'all, and it began to act up on it. And y'all, this is a clear example of why gentlemen callers should always be introduced to the sling. And y'all, because you know, this is for medicinal purposes, if nothing else. It is to keep the knees elevated. And y'all, so I said, well, next time you come over, we'll have to use the medicinal sling. And he said, yes, McFatty. So, y'all, then on Sunday, Big Fatty, what did Big Fatty do on Sunday? Y'all, I had a special meal and plans with Granny and Miss Porter. And so that was all taken care of. And then y'all, Larry Klein, we went out to the Costco warehouse facility. And y'all, because Big Fatty needed a new air conditioner. The one I have is fine, but y'all, it tends to freeze up on me. So I'm going to put that in the guest room because it will go unused most of the time. I believe that old press has used it before. But Larry Clyde's going to help me install the new air conditioner. I'm going to take the one that's in the lav chamber and put it in the guest room, the Star Trek plate room, as some have referred to it as. And then I'm going to put the new air conditioner in the lav chamber. And y'all, it was lovely. It was lovely. Larry Clyde helped me with that. And y'all, then I bought a few other things. Y'all, I bought a smoked Gouda cheese. Oh, dear Gussie, and it's good. And I had some wine, and I had smoked Gouda cheese and wine during the Tony Awards on Sunday night. And y'all, I really enjoyed those, except for the fact that when I did finally crawl in the bed, I had Anything Goes stuck in my mind. And y'all, I couldn't go to sleep, you know, because Anything Goes was just stuck in my mind. Y'all, it's a ravage of age, y'all. You just get these things stuck in your mind, and you can't clear your head. That was that. And then what else was I going to tell you? I believe, y'all, I just really enjoyed the Tony Awards. That Neil Harris was hosting it, and y'all, he used to be on a show, Booger Houser or something like that. I don't remember what it was called, but anyway, Boogie Housey or something. I don't know, but anyway, but y'all, he was quite good. And there were a lot of good things. And y'all, that evidently the Mormons were there, and they were very popular, y'all. I did not realize the Mormons were so popular. But anyway, and y'all, the censor had his he earned his paycheck on Sunday night, because y'all, who would have guessed that Brooke Shields, I do not believe that is a feminine hygiene product, but it may be, but y'all, that Brooke Shields had the filthiest mouth of them all. But anyway, so that was that. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from me, I need to do this. Yes, McFetty. Yeah, gotcha, y'all. I found out on Monday that Monday was Melissa the Confused's birthday, y'all. I can't believe she celebrated exiting the birth canal on Monday, and she never told me, y'all. I just couldn't believe it. And y'all, I'm gonna have to give her mother a spanking, y'all, for not keeping Big Fatty informed on these things. But y'all remember, you've got to tell Big Fatty when you're celebrating exiting the birth canal. Like, for instance, y'all, I'm gonna go ahead and wish a very happy exiting the birth canal to Hattie M. Y'all don't know, have any idea when his birthday is, but y'all, I figured I might as well go ahead and get it out of the way. So, cause y'all, I'm sure I'm early or very late. I don't know. But y'all, these are not birthdays, but y'all, I also want to send out a big old celebration hug to Frank from Atlanta and to the terminally single Tim, both of them in the Atlanta area. Y'all, they've fallen on tough times with employment, but y'all, just here recently, they are both gainfully employed, or soon will be. They've received their hiring notices and their salaries, and y'all, and I believe those salaries are delicious when dipped into blue cheese. Big Fatty, you're just silly. Gussie, y'all, I was catching up on, y'all, I have become very, very far behind on listening to little shows because, y'all, you know, I was out there in the California, with Old Press for part of the time, and y'all, I'm behind, but y'all, I was just delighted. Just delighted to hear that several people are doing some of those boo-hoos. Some of those boo-hoos, y'all. Those audio boo-hoos. And y'all, you may be saying boo-hoo. And y'all, that brother Sinatus, he is doing some sort of toe-tapping musical tributes. And y'all, I heard Moose P. He did one from New York. Y'all, you know, he was up there in New York. Y'all, it's so nice. They named it twice. And, y'all, he was up there, and he saw all sorts of some of those Broadway shows while he was up there. And, y'all, then the other one was that Timmy Sims. Oh, there I see. Timmy Sims has started doing a little audio boo. And, y'all, it was just lovely to hear a little boo-hoos from, oh, dear gussie, from the three of them. So, yes, McFetty, that's just lovely. Now, y'all, let me do the bacon calendar for Flag Day now. Y'all, this one is from Homer. You know, I don't believe he's a homosexual, but y'all, he's from The Simpsons, and he says, pork chops and bacon, my two favorite animals. Yes, McFetty, that sounds like you. But y'all, I hope you have a lovely Flag Day, and y'all, don't forget now, this coming Sunday is Father's Day, so if you are so inclined and are in need of a Father's Day card, y'all get on out there to the store and pick one up. In fact, pick one up for Old Press.
So we are going to be welcoming our Lord and Savior.
Yes, McFetty, get Old Press a Father's Day card.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Meow!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.